where do you view your offense going into the season? Maybe in comparison to where you were at the start of the summer or even what you were in?
I think we've been slowly but surely making progress. You know, we had a good couple days of work here. Monday was nice to get out there, a little bonus day. And we're right in the middle of the preparation phase. And got a couple days to go. We have to take advantage of it.
You expect that Odell coming off his obviously great rookie year?
Say that one more time.
What do you expect out of Odell coming off his great rookie year?
I expect Odell to go out and execute. You know, he's had a nice couple weeks of practice. You didn't get to see much of him there in New England, obviously, but he's had a good couple days, and we're excited for the season.
How much does Cruz potentially being out, doesn't look like he's going to play, how much does that change the dynamic of the offense?
Yeah, you know, we're going to take the approach that who's out here and who's practicing. We're going to have a good plan for him. If we get any surprises or bonuses, we'll be ready for that too. And we'll roll with the punches as far as that goes.
How do you like the way the offensive line came together over the summer?
I think that's a group that's working hard. We have a couple different situations and ways we can go there, but they're working through it. They're working together. I'm excited for them. I said that earlier. You know, I think I spoke to you once before in training camp, and I'm excited for those guys.
You'll start Schwartz at guard?
We'll start whoever shows up at right guard when we go out there for the first series, yeah.
Worried people won't show up.
What's that, yeah.
You, when we saw you last time, you said you needed to see him out there on the field. You needed to see him stay out on the field, sort of. He was just coming back from the foot. What have you seen from him in these last few weeks?
Yeah, what I meant was, you know, I can't be sure of my quote, but I just wanted to see him out there and playing.
Right.
And, see him out there playing. And he's gotten some reps in. He's gotten some reps in with the first team, with the second team, and on the look team. And he's working his way into football shape, and it's nice to see him coming out the back end of this injury deal.
How close do you see him being to the player that you thought you were getting last year, health-wise at least?
I think he has a pretty good chance to get there this week.
This team has invested a lot in that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Two first-round draft picks. You have Rich Berg, who's a high second, spent a lot of money on Schwartz. Do you feel like it's ready to start paying off in those dividends?
Yeah, we look forward to those guys. Again, they're working through some things right now. We look forward to them gelling as the year goes on, and we have a solid group there.
Does Richburg bring a different dynamic at center than maybe you had last year? And if so, what would that be?
Weston is a natural center. He has some leadership qualities that we like. He's a very capable player between the years and can run the show there. And Weston has a chance to have a pretty good year.
Did that show up immediately when you guys made the decision to put him in there? I mean, did he show that right from the start?
He's pretty natural with the ball in his hand.
When you look at the talent you have at the skill positions on offense, you know, granted when Cruz is back, what do you see? What do you think the capabilities are for you guys offensively?
Well, we're not where we want to be just yet in the pass game. That showed up in the preseason, but that was the preseason. We've had a good couple days of practice, and we need to go out and show it on Sundays. So there's been a lot of talk out there, but that's nothing but talk. We need to go show it on the field, what we're capable of.
Did the preseason worry you at all? Like you said, you didn't show it?
No, not one bit.
Last year, the run game was inconsistent. I mean, have you seen signs it might be better this year?
That's, you know, part of the reason I'm excited about the big guys up front. You know, Rashad's healthy and running well, and Andre, another year under his belt, running a variety of schemes that we like to do. He's improved there with his reads, adding Shane to the mix, and Orleans as well. I feel like we'll be more consistent there and have a chance to be a pretty good running team.
Is there any apprehension that Weston's going to play his first game at center in the NFL in an atmosphere like Dallas?
No. No, I don't. I mean, he helped a lot with the communication last year on the road. The guards are a big part of things, and you know, it shouldn't be much of a transition for him.
So that should help in that sense,
yeah. Absolutely.
How about Flowers? What have you seen from him?
Eric, you know, the biggest thing for these young guys is going out and getting in this crowd noise and getting off on the snap count. You know, if we can give any piece of advice to the young guys, it's hey, when the ball snapped, you better be moving.
How difficult a challenge is it to play in this league as a rookie left tackle, though? Hasn't been a ton of guys that have been you know, ultra successful over the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years?
Oh, we got to go out and we got to help him. We got to get his feet wet. I think any position up front is a challenge as a rookie, especially the tackle positions. You can, you know, shelter guys maybe a little bit more inside, but, you know, we feel he's had a good camp. He's working hard on his technique, and look forward to seeing him on Sunday night.
Does where you're at offensively allow you to do different things? And with, I'm sure with Eli, you guys have progressed significantly in the second year of the offense. Does it allow you to do different things, and do you expect to do a lot of different things because you're further along in the playbook maybe than you were, obviously, than you were at this time last year?
What type of different things are you referring to? No, we're going to do the same exact things we did last year. We're going to – no, we're – you know, we're going to see what we have personnel-wise. We like the group that we have, and it may lend to doing a variety of different things, but see how that goes when the ball snapped on Sunday night.
How much does Shane offer as a third down back coming out of the backfield?
You know, the challenge to Shane is to be a complete back, and we think he can do that and help us there. And he's shown signs of being able to do it in the preseason, and that's the way we'll continue.
So it could be a triumvirate of guys you're carrying?
Yeah, it could be, you know, a handful of guys out there on third down. It doesn't necessarily need to be one back.
Are you going to use him, you know, in New England it seemed like they were game plan specific rather than in-game specific with their running back rotation. How do you see it work going in? Are you going to lean on one guy in each particular game going in, or are you going to kind of feel it and see who's got the hot hand?
Oh, we like to spread the ball around, and we're going to challenge all of our backs to be complete players, and we'll start there.
Talked about the passing game in the preseason. Do you feel like you fixed a lot of those things the last few weeks of practice?
A lot of what things?
You said the passing game in the preseason games wasn't probably what you would.
Yeah, it wasn't as crisp as we wanted it to be in the preseason. You know, we didn't get a ton of reps with the first group. That's usually the way it goes. We looked a lot better in practice, but most teams do. We feel that with the last few days of work that we have, that we can, you know, go out and look crisp on Sunday night and put a good product on the field.